This is Dr. Masood Shyam dictating. Patient's name is Jane Bradner, B-R-A-D-N-E-R, Jane, J-A-N-E. Date of birth is 1/10/1936. Date of service is 4/16/2024. Miss Bradner is a very pleasant 88-year-old female with history of severe aortic stenosis, history of persistent atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation, history of diastolic congestive heart failure, history of pulmonary embolism, history of pericardial effusion, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic anemia, history of rheumatoid arthritis, and history of dementia. Admitted to the hospital because of generalized weakness and debility. Patient was unable to perform activities of daily living. Family has been increasingly stressed. Patient had cardiac catheterization recently, but physical and occupational therapy was consulted. Was recommended that patient need 24/7 care or subacute rehab. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she's laying in her bed. She's pleasantly confused. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for severe aortic stenosis. History of persistent atrial fibrillation, history of congestive heart failure, history of pericardial effusion, dementia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of pulmonary embolism, history of rheumatoid arthritis, history of chronic anemia, degenerative joint disease, as well as osteoporosis. Past surgical history has been significant for left ankle surgery, appendectomy, and cataract surgery. Social history is smoking. She quit about 45 plus years ago. Alcohol occasionally. Allergies. No known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath. She does have history of severe aortic stenosis, history of diastolic congestive heart failure, history of hypertension, history of pericardial effusion. Respiratory system, she denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. She does have history of GERD. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological. She has history of dementia, but denies any history of TIA. Or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does have history of rheumatoid arthritis, history of osteoarthritis also. Complaints of joint pains off and on. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SMS2 was audible, systolic murmur audible, lungs was diminished breath sounds in the bases, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bulk sounds were positive, extremities No edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological exams, patient awake but pleasantly confused, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, generalized debility slash weakness, next, congestive heart failure, next, persistent atrial fibrillation, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, dementia, next, rheumatoid arthritis, next, shift severe aortic stenosis, next, DJD. Transplant patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue current medications. Physical and occupational therapy would be consulted. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, work with physical therapy. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Barbara Chick. C-H-I-C-K, Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, date of birth is 6-7-1933. Date of service is 4-17-2024. Miss Chick is a very pleasant, ...90-year-old female. Who presented to the emergency room after she suffered a fall. She said that she turned and her knee got caught and she fell. She was having significant pain, she was brought to the emergency room where she was evaluated. Was diagnosed with right shoulder fracture as well as left ankle slash medial malleolus non-displaced fracture. Patient leg was posted in a boot cast. Also, her right arm was placed in a sling. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she said that she's feeling better. She does have some pain. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. She did have a CT scan of her head as well as her cervical spine, which showed no acute intracranial process, no vertebral fracture or traumatic subluxation of the spine. She's supposed to see orthopedic physician . She also has laceration over her face, which required 3 sutures. She denies any I'm dizzy, lightheaded. It has any chest pain or shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no abdominal discomfort, no other complaints. Past medical history. Past medical history has been significant for chronic back pain, history of osteoarthritis, hypertension, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, history of nocardiosis. History of chronic kidney disease and type 2 diabetes mellitus. Past surgical history has been significant for cholecystectomy, forearm fracture status post-surgery, parathyroidectomy, and retinal detachment surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to amoxicillin, bacitracin, and Bactrim. Medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, denies any chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, no pain with deep inspiration, denies any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, she denies any complaints of discomfort with urination, denies any increased frequency, no blood in the urine, denies any history of kidney stones. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of fall, history of arthritis. Neurological, she denies any headaches, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs, denies any history of seizures, denies any history of TIE or CVA, no history of syncope. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, general vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal round and reactive to light. Ocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid brain, no thyromegaly. Heart SMS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, left foot / ankle with boot cast, right shoulder in sling, otherwise unremarkable. Neurologic exam, patient awake and alert, cranial nerves intact, no focal deficit. Treatment plan, assessment plan, number one, fall, next. Impression, number one, fall, number two, right clavicle fracture, number three, left malleolar fracture, next, hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next degenerative joint disease, next chronic osteoarthritis, next back pain, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next chronic kidney disease, next DJD. Treatment plan, patients admit to Bellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage her to eat better, drink enough fluids, participate with physical therapy, will monitor her blood sugars, will monitor her blood pressure, will check labs, will continue other medications. She will follow up with ortho. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is William Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, date of birth is 2/27/1944, date of service is 4/17/2024. Mr. Williams is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He was in the hospital for replacement of his nephrostomy tube. He came back. He says that he's doing better. He does complain of some discomfort in his abdomen. He has been constipated. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitation, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Number one, generalized weakness. Next history of near syncopal episode. Next history of bilateral kidney stones. Status post nephrostomy. Next history of melanoma. Next history of ALS. Next spastic dysarthria. Next degenerative joint disease. Transplant discussion about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. I've suggested that he continue on the protonics. Will increase his senna to twice a day. Have it encouraged to drink enough fluids. Increase fiber in his diet, will continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Joseph Deon, D-E-O-N, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Date of birth is 11/25/1948. Date of service is 4/17/2024. Mr. Deon is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He had a fall last night, early this morning. He has a bruise on his left forearm. He denies hitting his head. He was trying to get out of the bed when he fell. He fell on his right arm and right side, but denies hitting the head, denies being dizzy, denies losing consciousness, denies any chest pain or palpitations, denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Number one. Mental status changes, next history of fall, next lithium toxicity, next chronic kidney disease, next history of aortic valve regurgitation, next depressive disorder, next history of traumatic brain injury, next history of pulmonary embolism, next sleep apnea, next DJD. Okay. Discuss the patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing somewhat better. He has been having episodes of confusion as well as being better at times. He has been using his CPAP, and since then his mentation has somewhat improved, but he does have periods of some confusion. He denies any he will continue his current medications. His blood work were reviewed. His lithium level is in the normal range. Labs overall look is stable. Will continue current medications. Will monitor his progress. He's getting ready to be discharged. Follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.